Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
Everybody say it. a great day. What a great day. What a great day it is to be a Christian in the house of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but we've been giving God the praise for the last 10 minutes. Amen. Because God has been so good to us. Amen. And when we think about how good God has been for him sending his son, Jesus Christ, into this world to save us from our sins. Amen. I can't help but give God the praise. Amen. Because he's been too good to us. Amen. Yes, he has been. He's been too good.
Yeah. To God be the glory.
He's been too good. Too good. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you, to die for me. We celebrate the coming of the Lord. This is the beginning of Advent. We celebrate the coming of the Lord.
Grace.
Thank you.
Yes. Celebrate. Because when this world was dead and dying and knee-deep in sin, it was the shot of the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Yes. Jesus the Christ that brought it back to life. It was the blood that was spilled that that brought it back to life. Amen. And because of his blood.
Thank you.
Yes.
Jesus.
Because
praise
of his
your
blood,
name, Lord.
I can shout hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can say amen.
Yeah.
You see, I'm going to let you know something. It's at a point right now that either you're going to bow to him willingly or painfully.
Oh, yeah.
I bow willingly
before
my Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah. Ooh.
It's that time.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's that time.
Yes, yes.
Hey, man, you know where you are. You know why you're here. Amen.
Yep.
So we're going to go ahead and get right into the service. Amen. Brother Tony, will you bless
you,
us, please, with a wonderful song?
Yes.
God bless each and every one of you all. God
amen. Bless you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord for he has done. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for this race we have run, for he's already done what he said he would do. Oh, give thanks, thanks to the Lord. Ooh, ooh. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for he has done. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for this race we have run, for he's already done what he said he would do. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Lord, when I was hungry, Lord, you fed me with manna from on high. When I was thirsty, Lord, you ferry with water from on high. When I was lost, Lord, you kept me, put your loving around me. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Oh, why don't you give thanks to the Lord. Oh, why don't you give thanks to the Lord. give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. We should not have our affirmation of faith by Minister Tremaine Townsend, followed by our invocation by Minister Lisa Green, and our scripture by Minister Rosalyn Thomas.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Please unite in our historic confession. In whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for waking us up to the sunrise in your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for love everlasting, for joy, hope, and peace. Free us from our past mistakes and fear. We pray for confidence in God's love. Lord, we pray for our clear minds and the ability to clearly communicate all your values to others. Grow us, Lord, as we pray for openness to the Holy Spirit's guidance. Father, we thank you right now that you just show up big in our lives, and the humility that you extend to us. We extend grace to others, Father God, and heal us in mind, body, and spirit. Father, we thank you right now, Father God, that you're yet with us, each and every one of us in the hospital, Father God. We thank you that you're with each and every one of us right at the same time, Father God. We thank you that you're omnipresent. Father God, we thank you. We love you. We keep you uppermost in our minds. Father God, just shower down your anointing upon our head, Father God. We love you. We thank you for just waking us up, Father God, to you and your Son and the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. I come this morning from the King James Version, Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 24. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out of a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the seventh day, Sabbath day, for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bear him with witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. "Is not this Joseph's son? Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country." And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tremaine Townsend. Thank you, Minister Lisa. And thank you, Minister Rosalind Thomas. Amen. It is a blessing. Amen. We are at the start of Advent. Amen. Let's give God some praise. Amen.
Amen.
This is a celebration.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen. And as we continue on, amen, I just want to remind you all and that we are having our district Advent service today. It starts at 4 p.m. via Zoom. I did send out the links to you. If any of my Jubilee Affair listeners would like to be a part of our district Advent service, you will be more than welcome. Just send me a text and I'll make sure that you get the link as well. When we say district, that means all of our churches in our Detroit district, we all come together for a service. Amen. We're coming together to celebrate the coming of the Lord. So you are more than welcome to join us. Amen. And you are family already. So you are more than welcome. Amen. With that being said, let us continue to lift up those who are still suffering, amen, who are still hurting from the deaths, and those families who are in bereavement right now, amen. Let us continue to live up to Hightower and the Campbell family, amen, the person's family, amen, and also let us pray for traveling grace and mercies for Sister Yolanda Carr as she lost her mother, amen. So let us continue to pray and lift her up in prayer. Amen. And again, remember to pray for each other. Amen. We're all going through something. We're all dealing with stuff in our lives. Amen. But we know that God is good. He's never lost a patient. He's never lost a case. Amen. So it is our duty to pray for one another. Amen. And while we're still, again, fighting this pandemic, remember to keep your mask on. Please remember to social distance. Please. Because it can save not only your life, but the lives of those around you. Sanitize your hands, wash your hands as much as you possibly can, and try not to crowd yourself in a big crowded room with a lot of people, because, again, you could be saving your life and somebody else's.
Amen.
I pray God's blessings be upon you anyhow for safety and security. May God continue to keep you always. Amen.
Amen.
With that being said, it is a blessed day in the Lord. Not only are we celebrating Advent, but it's also Missionary Sunday. Amen. It's the fifth Sunday of the month. When we have fifth Sundays, it is dedicated to our missionaries. Amen. Our missionary president is Sister Gail Blakely. Amen. It's a blessing. And she asked Sister Pam Carter to come on and to greet you all, the people, amen. She wanted to greet you all from the missionaries. So, Ms. Pam, Sister Carter, the floor is yours.
Praise God. I would like to thank God, who has had of my life, and bless all the missionaries, my president, Ms. Gail Blankley, and may we continue to serve and do the work as missionaries. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We shall now have our altar call by Minister Rosalind Thomas. After that, we will have the lighting of our virtual Advent candle, again by Sister Pam Carter.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise God for the beginning of this Advent season. Morning, saints, as you come to the altar to kneel down before our Savior, thanking and praising him for keeping us through all this turmoil going on in this world today, able to see one more day of God's surely goodness and mercy for us and his favor for us. He just keep on blessing us in spite of. Lord God, thank you for our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the blood he shed to save sinners like us. We have so much to be thankful for this Advent Sunday. Lord, stir us up this morning with your Holy Spirit
Let it fall fresh on our hearts and souls. Help us to love and encourage each other more and more. Lead us and guide us every day, Father, for we are nothing without you, Lord. Touch Minister Kyle this morning. Let his word from you come forth like the mighty wind, tossing to and fro with your Holy Spirit. Shake us up this morning, Father, so that we are, that our hearts and soul be filled with you. Touch each and every one of us so that we may praise thy name with our whole hearts and pour out a new spirit of being renewed, revised, and redeemed. Help us, Lord, this morning in this worship service. Heal the sick and shut in. Comfort the bereaved families and take care of the homeless. Heal this land, for you are in control of everything and everyone. Bless the missionaries today. Keep them doing their mission that you would have them to do, working together on one accord for you. Bless and keep Hakeem and Michelle for this radio station that provides us to be able to do your will, Fuse Memorial CME. Also bless our pastor, First Lady, and their family members. Keep them trusting and leaning on you and being shepherd over the flock. Bless everyone at the sound of my voice. Bless Nat McKinney and ICU, the Hightower, the Campbell, and the Pearson and Carr family and their hours of bereavement. Give them a peace that passes all understanding. Cover us all, Lord. Pray for the frontline workers and the armed service men and women. Lord, we give you all the honor and the glory for being who you are and who you are by yourself. Thank you for one more day to come together to praise and worship you. Thank you, Father, for all you do and about to do this. This is our prayer this morning. Glory to your holy name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we give you all the praises, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lead and guide us, Lord, every day. This is our prayer. Let the church say amen. 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 Glory.
Amen.
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 Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Thank
you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And before we go into the reading of our Advent service, I would like to just say a little prayer for all those who are in the nursing homes and all those who are hurting and all those who feel lonely during this time. Father God, we just pause to say thank you, Father, for blessing us and keeping us, Father. For those, Father, who feel as if no one loves them, Father God, we ask that you would send us, Father God, to be a comfort to your people, Father. This is the mission of your church, Father, is to go out and to make disciples. So, Father God, right now we stand, Father God, in agreement, Father, that you are to use us in a mighty way. Bless us, Father God, to be a blessing to somebody else. All those, Father, that are in the hospitals and in nursing homes, Father God, who feel as if no one loves them, Father God, remind them about coming of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name right now, Father God. We honor you, Father, because we know that without Jesus, we would not be here, Father. Without Jesus, we would not have a song to sing or a praise on our lips, Father. So we just continue to say thank you. As Minister Rise and say, we glorify you on this morning, Father, for the blessings that you have bestowed. Touch and anoint, Father God, all those,
yes,
Father, that need you, to call upon you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank,
yes,
you. We honor, thank you. Lord. We love you. In Jesus',
yes,
name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We shall now, amen, have the lighting of our virtual Advent candle by Sister Pam Carter.
Today, we light the first candle of the Advent wreath. This is the candle of hope. Around the world, we use this light to help us prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we receive God's light as we hear the words of the prophet Isaiah, for who walks in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Isaiah 9:2. Let us pray, Lord, as we look to the birth of Jesus, grant that light of your love for us will help us to become light in the lives of those around us. Prepare our hearts for the joy and gladness of your coming, for Jesus is our hope. Amen.
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 Before we have a song by Brother Tony, I would like to introduce the speaker of the hour. You all know him. You all love him. I've had many people ask, who was that young man on there that's so articulate with his words? That is the minister, Kyle Garrett. He is our social media minister. He is a young man that decided to give his life over to Jesus. And he also decided to step up and to take on a ministry that not too many people wants to do. But he said, here am I, Lord. Send me. This young man is the future of our church. And I see wonderful and blessed things in his future. All he has to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. After the next song, the voice that you will hear will be that of Minister Kyle Garrett. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
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 If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? Oh, he kept my enemies away. Oh, you got the sunshine through a cloudy day. Oh, he rocked me in the cradle of his arms. Oh, when he knew I'd been battered and scorned, so is it has not been for the Lord on my side. Tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? He kept my enemies away. Oh, he let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he rocked me in the cradle of his arms. Oh, when he knew I'd been battered and scorned, so if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? Oh, Thank you, Lord. Preach, preacher.
That song really gives me a lot of joy, and I don't even really like thinking where I would be if it had not been for God, the creator of the observable universe, on my side. And on top of that, if it had not been for Jesus saving us from the worst version of ourselves and the worst version of humanity, where really would we be? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, it's a crazy thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a crazy, beautiful thing. First off, I just want to say thank you to God and thank you to Jesus, who are the head of my life, and they are the author and finisher of my faith. I would like to give thanks to Pastor Reverend Townsend, and to Sister Gail Blakely for selecting me to give a message from the Lord on this Sunday and on this morning, especially for the coming of Advent and for the Missionary Sunday. So I would like for everyone to look back into their text and go to the book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 14 through 24. And this is what it reads in the New International Version. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news spread about him through the countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery to the sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, claim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.' Truly I tell you," he continued, "in his hometown." May God continue to add a blessing to the hearing and the reading and loving of his word. Allegedly, let me just say this. Let me pray. Dear God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, it is I, your servant, your vessel. Lord, anything that is not of you, from me right now, remove it and allow you to be manifested within my inner being. Use it and bless and let your will be done. In your Son Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Okay, now I can start. Allegedly, around the year of 4 BCE, before the Common Era, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we should be familiar with this story, knowing that in December it initially takes place in a Mediterranean city called Bethlehem. This is where we find a very new, beautiful infant child born within a manger. But we find that in this small town, the same newborn infant is in fact God's son, his only begotten son, or as in Greek or Hebrew translation, the word was called Mahogenes. Having two distinct definitions, meaning pertaining to being the only one of its kind within a specific relationship, and pertaining to being the only one of its kind, class, unique in kind. And that is profoundly significant if you are talking about the offcoming from the creator of the entire observable universe. What a holy, astonishing, beautiful characteristic, being begotten by God. And when we find this child being given the name Jesus, being in the Hebrew tongue as Yeshua, in other words, it means Savior or the one who saves, God's salvation. So the one who is unique in kind or class, that is the salvation of God, entering into this world. And may I remind you, my brothers and sisters, that this world, before Jesus came into being, overall, it was a little unpredictable and chaotic, messy, violent, confusing, and a little disturbing at times. If you were in that time period, for Babylonian or Sumerian culture, any law that the prophet Moses wrote unto those stone tablets back in the Old Testament, I can assure you that they were probably broken, distorted, and warped into something that surely was not intended for humanity's best interest for a positive outcome. This was a world where poverty, oppression, injustice, and war was massively fervent and festering with the behind. It was a world where hope seemed to be in desperately short supply. Now, that brings me to my first observable point, to the subject of my message today, in the spirit of celebrating this Advent season. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, fixing a broken world. Somebody say, fixing the world. As we read forward into the text, we observe that an essential part of Jesus' mission was, of course, to be sacrificed, killed, slaughtered to die for our sins in the form of crucifixion, and that through repentance of past sins, and by having faith in him, by doing this selfless act, he opened the only way for us to be able to eternal life with the Father, Yahweh, our Creator. As Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So Jesus paid the maximum penalty for your sins, as well as mine. When Jesus began his ministry on earth, starting around at the age of 12, his father Joseph took him to a nearby synagogue in Nazareth. One day at a gathering in the synagogue, we find Jesus at the forefront, standing up and speaking to the people. And may I inform you that Nazareth was Jesus' hometown, if you will. This is the community or city that he grew up in. We all have that familiar surrounding or a very geographical origin point from where we come from. And church, let me tell you, when I read the scriptures, the events that followed, I really grappled with it. I really kind of wrestled with all the thoughts that was coming through my head, and I kind of came to the conclusion that, honestly, I felt a lot of empathy, and I felt a lot of empathy that of the following events that would soon happen to Jesus from this point. You see, in a minute, you'll see in a minute why I say that. So in the text, he outlined his mandate to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, as in Luke 4:18-19. And that sounds awesome, you would think, right? Jesus came to earth to preach the good news, to give people an understanding of the kingdom of God, the eternal hope that they had through him. Then why do we find, if I dare you to read verse 25, that in a crowd, after reading out what he was going to do, why do we find this mob, this crowd, attempting to throw Jesus, my Lord and my Savior, off of a cliff? He got rejected. Or shall I dare even say ejected of his hometown? Now, why is that? Come on. Crowd in the synagogue spoke well of him at first, right? And they asked, isn't this Joseph's son? Now, here is his reply. Surely, proverb to me, physician, heal yourself, and you will tell me, do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. And this is the kicker, what he said shortly after. Truly I tell you that no prophet is accepted in his hometown. So in response to that hasty quote, that he knew that this was going to happen, the same people who listened to him just moments earlier, listened to him eloquently speak in the synagogue and reading the text, moments later, they flew him airborne off of a mountain. Now, let me just say this off this mountain. Picture this. Approximately that same mountain, that's almost the size of a 30 Hudson Yards building located in New York City. Mount Precipice was the name of that mountain. 395 meters high. So in rejection of what Jesus had to say about his mission, which was not covert, this was not undercover or top secret. No. Unfortunately, this was a public message and difficult lesson that God's people struggled to learn. And in Isaiah 58, we even see God's frustration, the Father's frustration with his people because of this. Jesus came to reconcile a broken world, to put into a right relationship with all that he created, try and repair it, and to bring in a kingdom of righteousness, peace, and justice. And they threw him off a cliff. No hometown hero here. But the same hometown hero, the stone that the builders rejected, y'all should know this one, the stone that the builders rejected, we know that he becomes the chief cornerstone. This is a mission that he has started and will finally be completed and brought to fruition when he comes back to planet Earth again. Now, can I get an amen for that? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, all right. I just want to make sure that y'all still alive with me.
Yeah.
However, in the meantime, we need to realize that some of us, those who might not know God or have a relationship with him, to them, it's like the days of Noah. Go back to Matthew 39. But as in, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And as God's people, we are commanded and expected to show his compassion to the poor. We are called to be his hands and feet in a hurting world. And this isn't an optional mission. It is a responsibility with which we are entrusted and expected to fulfill until the master arrives. In the 1960s, Mission Impossible. I know I wasn't around during that time. I was a 90s baby. I'm a millennial. But Mission Impossible, it became one of television's most popular shows. It told the story of a group of undercover agents sent out to perform important and dangerous tasks. It was a story of secrecy, a story of covert missions. Episode began the same way. One of the undercover agents was giving a case file. Inside the case file was an audio recording that detailed his mission. Always included in this message was the phrase, "Your mission, should you choose to accept it," which implied that the agent had the option of not taking the assignment. From the visual of a burning match lighting a fuse and suspenseful theme song to the clandestine manners in which agents received their instruction, Mission Impossible created a sense of urgency. Agent had decided not to accept the mission, there would have been tragic results. So finally, I leave you, church, on this missionary Sunday and during this Advent season with these four final thoughts. Your mission. We love to live vicariously through the suspenseful stories of fictional secret agents. Help me, Holy Ghost. But as Christians, we have been given a real mission. Your case file is no man-made piece of work. You have been given the greatest instructional manual of all time, God's Word. Jesus gave you and me more than just a mission. He gave us a great co-mission. But our mission is not to be covert. Instead, we have a mission to convert. C-O-N-V-E-R-T. And like the television show, we too should have a sense of urgency in our mission to reach out to the lost. Every believer in Christ must choose the mission and make it his own. So your mission and mine, should we choose to accept it, what is in your best interest, is to take the gospel. by the enemy. Luke 4:18. His mission, the Great Commission, is essentially the same as Christ's own mission. For the Son of Man has to come to seek and to save that which is lost. Luke 19:10. He told the disciples, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. John 20:21. His mission was not easy. Jesus had moments of anxiety and suffering. Hence my previous observation, Mount Precipice, thrown off a cliff. So just think about him lying on his face in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will. Hugh 26:39. He was obedient to his Father's mission even unto death. That's hardcore dedication. And sometimes, to get the job done, that's what it's going to delivery of the mission. After his resurrection, Jesus gathered his disciples together and delivered them to their mission. Though the disciples could hardly have understood the depth of the mission that they had been given, Jesus did not leave them powerless to fulfill their mission. He told them that he would send a helper, and that helper came in the person of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:4-5. And what a difference the gift of the Spirit made. The fearful band of disciples who cowered behind closed doors after Jesus' death became men who turned their world and their whole view upside down. Acts 17:6. And now lastly, the heart of the mission. Here is what Jesus said to them, the disciples, and to us. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. So, go and preach, baptize and teach. When those three activities are carried out and obeyed, the result is new disciples who then go and do the same three things until Christ returns. Jesus accepted his mission and expects us, ours, to make disciples of all the nations. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Reverend Pat?
The doors of the church are opening. Is there anyone ready and willing to accept God into your life?
Amen. And we should now have our doxology by Minister Tremaine Townsend.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the
Amen. Amen. Minister Kyle, will you please close us out with the benediction, sir?
Oh, wow. May the grace of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ be with us all. With the love of God and the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit, the blessed Comforter that He sent to be with us, may His love rest, rule, and abide with all of us henceforth, forevermore, and until we all see each other again. And when we see God and His Son Jesus in His magnificent glory, we shall all sing together in the presence of the angels. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Amen.
Amen.
You have been listening to the Fuse Memorial and the Jubilee Affair Worship Experience. I am Pastor D. You've heard all of us together, the ministerial staff. We are signing off. God bless.